I am recording now.
I am recording now.
I'm recording now.
I've started my recording just now.
Perfect.
And then we need to do our claps.
Yes. So let's do claps.
All right.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Oh, wait. Can we do that one more time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One more time. Okay.
Okay, right.
So 3, 2, 1.
Perfect.
Okay.
We are. we're warm up mode. And then, by the way, so T Wolfwood is one of our wonderful patrons. And
cool.
So it's one of the privileges they get to just listen into the recording live. So T Wolfwood, I think, is one of our longest, if not the longest standing patron for the show. So T Wolfwood, as always, I appreciate it.
David, can you say his full name yet?
Trafalgar.
You did it.
I've been able to say that for a long time.
Like the guy from
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at his icon.
It's Trafalgar Wolfwood. So it's the guy from One Piece and the guy from Trigun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's his icon. Well,
I need to reread Trigun.
Trigun's good. I have, like, the first volume around here, like, somewhere. It's, it looks better than I remembered it, and I remember it looking pretty good.
I honestly, like I was, like, doing the dishes, and I was like, I'm surprised totally not Mark hasn't done an episode on Trigun yet.
Right!
I don't know if you're familiar with him. Oh, by the way, I completely forgot. Yeah. How would you like to be addressed, by the way?
You can call me, like, your Rev or Rev Scarecrow, whichever is easier.
Okay. Can
for
I call you?
Josh.
Can I call you Rev Run?
Yeah, you can call me Rev Run because that's what Rev is short for.
Oh, I was making a all Run. Right,
so I'll go with
joke.
Rev.
It's all good. I'll call you Rev.
But
gosh,
but,
Jordan.
Yeah, like I said, just not Josh.
Okay. And then my name, by the way, is David, and my pronouns are he/him.
Jordan.
Okay.
He.
My name is Colin, and my pronouns are he/him.
Jordan.
As well.
He/him. So
sorry, cool. just to be clear, would you prefer to be called Colin or Rev on the show?
Rev is fine.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure.
Rev is cooler.
Mm-hmm. As I a fellow so. Reverend.
Yes.
David is a reverend.
As hard as it is to become a reverend. Yes.
He is. He
officiated one wedding.
Yes, you know.
Me too.
Yes.
Yes. With that church that's just like, don't be a total jerkbag about things, and you're
that's
cool?
Actually what's called the church of don't be a jerkbag.
You know what that is? Those are harsher requirements than a lot of churches have, so
it's an exceedingly low bar that people can't
pass.
Right? So real quick question, am I allowed to say naughty words?
Yes.
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
Curse as much as you would like.
Just don't
God.
Say slurs.
Okay,
and
cool,
we'll be good.
This was gonna be I don't
cool
do
look, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm no, you're good, and I'm glad that you said don't do that, because that means that y'all don't do that.
We
which
don't.
Makes
we
me
don't
happy.
Do that. Don't worry.
No, but I appreciate you asking. By the way, just a note. Can everyone make sure their phone is silenced, please?
Yep. Yeah, should be good to go.
Okay. And then does everyone have their noise suppression off?
Yes.
Let me double check.
You're kind of
that's
new
the
to
icon
Discord,
to the left of the drop call. That's the icon that's to the left of the drop out of call button.
Noise suppression is currently off.
Cool.
Okay, perfect.
It likes to turn itself back on sometimes.
Yeah, it does. It do that.
Yeah, it do be like that sometimes.
I didn't know you could just get it there. I always go through the settings. It's so much easier.
Let me see what else. So does anyone have anything fun they want to talk about during our warm-up audio?
Man, I don't know. I got a friend of mine into Chainsaw Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Rev, are you familiar with Chainsaw Man?
I'm aware of it. Ross, Rubber Ross did like a cosplay for it on the Minecraft.
Oh, really?
And he was like, everyone needs to watch this. And I'm like, okay. And then I didn't.
Damn.
Aww.
Rubber Ross.
I know.
Ross is one of those guys like Aaron Hansen where it's like, oh man, I saw you guys in Newgrounds, and now you're all big. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Right. God, it. Oh, I mean, that's one of our favorite things about the show is just we get to do episodes with like the people that we really appreciate. Like, I think the biggest feeling was that is like, did you ever watch Dragon Ball Z: The Abridged series?
Bits of it, yeah.
So we had the guy who voiced Goku from that, and we were like, shit, that was like our childhood watching this as like teenagers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's the team's 4-star or team's 5-star?
4-star.
4-star.
Yeah, but they're part of ScreenWave. So, like, if I go to too many games at ScreenWave convention, I'll run into them there. That's, like, unofficially, like, the Vine Sauce convention at this point.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah, I mean, I think I've been in the same room as them, but they were busy signing autographs and stuff.
Of course.
Oh my goodness gracious. And then I'm trying to think. Also, Rev, I very much appreciate how on the ball you were about checking in on stuff. So that was really
sorry. I was like a week early.
Listen, if I had fully, if we weren't already recording when you said, "Hey, do you guys want to record?" I would have said yes.
Well, I wouldn't have because I hadn't read the manga yet. But
oh,
you
I didn't either. I just wanted to seem impressive.
Yeah, yeah. It's something, isn't it? I guess I'll wait to have that in a minute.
It is.
Yes,
something.
If you don't mind, I definitely want to hear your thoughts on it. But yeah, and I'm trying to think what else is going on. My dog is officially the mayor of the dog park, which is fun.
How'd they determine that? Did they have an election?
So it was just by the fact that she literally, when anyone would come up to the dog park, she would drop everything she was doing and go like hang out with that person.
Aww.
So she really is sucking up to her constituents. So I think she's got it in the bag.
Yeah.
Mm. What kind of dog?
She is a miniature Bernedoodle, and I'm happy to send you a picture.
She is very cute. She is very cute.
Yes. We actually have a Patreon tier where you just get weekly photos of her.
That's amazing. I should do that. I'm stealing that.
What'd you say?
I'm gonna steal that.
Oh, you're welcome to just give us credit. That's all I ask.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Is that in the recording chat?
One second. Sorry, what do you mean? Oh, the picture Ravi. Give me one second. I'm trying to find a good one for you. Mm-hmm. I had like a bunch of ironic photos of her saved that were like really bad on purpose. Here you go. I posted it in our chat.
Oh. So what's the mix? It's like poodle and something else.
She's a poodle and Burmese Mountain Dog. So she doesn't look like
a
typical.
It's a very smart dog.
Yes. So, but we call her the Goblin Dog.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, but that's
going to be a dog that's smart enough to cause problems.
Oh, yes. All she does is just run around grunting stuff.
Sure.
Trying to think of it.
And that's all she needs to do.
Yeah. But that's all. She just goes up to every person at the dog park. She cares more about people than dogs.
Yeah.
Which, as someone who lives in New York City, it's really nice having a dog that likes people, because otherwise that's how you get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rev, do you have any pets?
I've got two cats.
Aww.
Hopefully they don't bang on the door too much. They're both little black cats.
Aww.
Herman Munster Mullen and Abigail Morgan Le Fay. Abby is a reference to the
King Diamond
album.
I knew it! I was just
going to
say that! Abigail
Le
Fay!
I saw him live.
I saw King Diamond live a few years ago. Ah, it's so cool.
It's a spiritual experience, man.
Oh, man.
He's great.
Oh, he's so good. I love King Diamond. Oh, that's so cool.
But that being said, like, Abby is nothing like that. Like, she couldn't hurt a fly. She specked out fully on being, like, loving and not on coordination, understanding,
or
general comprehension
skills. Or being an evil demon child that makes...
Yes.
What the fuck was the plot of that fucking album again? Very complicated.
So it's like the child of a previous person who lived at that house was, I guess, aborted because it was... Oof. The mother was thrown down the stairs in order to, like, stop her from being possessed
by
this child.
Right, and he pushed her down the stairs to die! Right, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and the only way they could keep the evil trapped was to, like, make sure no one else in that family moved in and to nail the baby's corpse down to the coffin.
Oh.
And then they moved in anyway, and then, oh, shit. Wife is possessed.
Yep.
Gotta throw her down the stairs, but she's seen that one before and she knows, so she moved out of the way and pushed him.
Yeah,
first.
And then Jonathan fell downstairs.
Yes. That's the entire plot of that
Jonathan
album.
Jonathan was scared. Oh man, I've listened to that album so many fucking times. It's like one of my
I'm turning on a little bit of AC. It's a little bit warm in here.
I feel it, as long as it doesn't get picked up.
As long as y'all can't hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear it at all?
No.
I mean, I have to be talking, I guess, when you'd hear it, because of just the way it is. Here, let me turn it on full blast.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, that's full blast. Can you hear it?
No, I don't think I can.
Okay, I'm gonna go a little bit lower than full blast.
Is it?
Just to be sure.
Gotcha.
Cool.
It's in the same room as me. Okay, cool.
Sweet. I'm trying to think what else. By the way, did you guys know that Highlander has a canon sequel?
Yes. You mean Highlander 2, The Quickening, where it's revealed that all the Highlanders are actually aliens from the planet Zeist?
I just realized when I said Highlander, I meant Braveheart.
Oh.
And I just get Scottish movies.
No, that's...
They're very different.
Yeah, sorry, that's why it's more interesting that Braveheart has a canon sequel.
Yeah, sounds insane.
How is there a Braveheart 2? Didn't he...
It's about Robert the Strong. So they have one dude who was in the first Braveheart movie play the same character, and because of that, he's playing the same person in the sequel. It is technically a sequel to Braveheart. And I think it is actually called Braveheart 2.
Oh, God, that is...
Okay, but, like, isn't the point of Braveheart, like, that he died?
So, sort of? You would think, but Gladiator 2, one of the drafts was he comes back to life. Not like he didn't die, but he wholesale, like, revives.
So he pulls, like, a Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, Highlander, I mean, oh my God, now I'm doing it, David. I mean, look, Braveheart made a shitload of money, so therefore... You gotta make a sequel.
I understand why they made another one. I'm just wondering why they, like, plot-wise, how you could make another
Braveheart 2, Robert the Bruce.
Robert the Bruce?
Sure.
Oh, that's like how there's a sequel to Rocky Horror called Shock Treatment, where...
Oh, I thought you were gonna make a Batman movie reference and say, oh, there is a movie called Bruce the Wayne.
No. But you did, and I respect that.
Yeah. Listen, Jordan, I got to get my bad material out during the warm-up.
I feel you.
No, that's good.
Oh, well, if Rev likes it, I'm going to say it at least six times during the main recording.
Yeah, no, we got to at least throw that in there randomly, but not, like, actually reference why you say Bruce the Wayne.
Yeah.
Just a fuck.
Look, they got to pay for the Patreon.
Today, Rev, a.k.a. Bruce the Wayne.
They got
to... give the Patreon people something to listen to, man.
Oh, yeah, well... I mean, they're already getting premium value from photos of my dog.
Well, you gotta be like, hey, listener who's not a patron, do you want to get this joke? Well, then become a patron, you'll get it.
There
Damn,
you go,
that's
see?
Good. That's good
yeah,
branding.
Yeah.
All right, and then are y'all feeling good about shifting into actually recording the episode mode?
Mm-hmm.
I am good to go. Good to
okay,
go.
Cool.
I just streamed for a few hours, so I'm already like on my
Hell
game.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Up.
So, the next thing, just to go through my checklist, so the next thing is just determining our section leaders. So essentially, this just means to have a good flow of the conversation, we like to pre-pick who will start each section. It doesn't mean you have to talk the most or have a point you're really strong about. It's just so we don't scramble for discussion. And as our guest, I want to give you, of course, the courtesy of picking what two sections you'd like the first word in, those being why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, and final verdict. Do any of those two, Rev, sound most appealing to you?
Okay, why it failed, why it did well. Dude, I don't even know what to say about why it went well. Like, what do you want me to say?
You don't have to, stress about
that
it.
One.
It's literally just a transition into who starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, no. I would like to have, like, a quick note on, like, just at the start to just be like, because when I started reading it, I want to say that I asked my chat for like a list of generic things that happen in manga, and I would like to make it so that way I could make like a bingo board.
Oh, you should have just read Black Clover then.
So maybe like what went wrong or why it failed.
Sure,
I'd be fine with starting that one.
Is there a second section you'd like to start?
Nah. It's whatever.
Okay, cool. Jordan, how about you? Is there a section that you really want to start?
I'll do what it did well, because I have some stuff.
Okay, cool. All right. Then, Rev, how about if I pass you the final thoughts? So you'll kick off the conversation of overall how you felt about the series, so you can remain negative.
Sure, yeah.
All right, and I'll take the rest.
And you can jump in and talk in any section as it comes up. You know, this is...
Yes. Yes, you are welcome to talk as much as you like in any section. Okay, and then next thing is the podcast is edited. So if you ever feel like you want something stricken from the audio or if you ever want to retake something, you might hear me or Jordan do that. Feel free. Okay. We're going to record for about an hour and 10 minutes, but that usually produces about a 55-minute episode.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm going to try and keep track of time. So sometimes I may say, let's move just for the sake of time. But if you ever feel like you, there's something you want to say, I never want to make you feel like you're not getting a chance to speak during the recording.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then next is at the start of the show, we're going to introduce you. If you can do like a quick spiel about yourself. And then at the end of the show, though, you'll of course have all of the time to talk about anything you want to discuss during the show.
Sure. Okay.
And then all that's left is we're going to do 10 seconds of silence. And then we're going to do a clap, silence, clap for the start of the actual episode. We're also going to do a clap in between each section. This just makes it a little bit easier for our editor, Dylan. Hi, Dylan. So we just try and make, it's hard being an audio editor. And so we just try and make it as easy as possible for him.
Been there, done that, understand. Good luck with this show.
Oh, yeah. Dylan's great. All right, so let's do 10 seconds silence right meow. Three, two, one.
Oh, we're clapping?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. Do you want to...
Oh, okay. So, yeah, let's do another count. Yeah, sure. Sorry. So... clap and then 3, 2, 1.
All right, no, 3, 2, 1, clap, 3, 2, 1, clap.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.